Today's daf Memtes of Masechta Shavuot, the last daf of the Masechta. People learn this daf on during Sfiras HaOmer. This daf is Erev Shavuot, right? And it's so fascinating because the daf is really so basically it's like a recap of Vavasa, Vavakama, Vavasiya, Vavasa, Tendramaka. It's not much a recap of all these. Obviously, we're not going to touch on every highlight. We're not going to touch on every point. As we're going to read this Mishnah and the Gemara, hey, we learned that already. Hey, we learned that already. Hey, we learned that already. Complete Chazara, complete review. Ready? Here we go. Arba Shomrin Heim. There are four Shomers. Right? Four Shomers. What does that do to Shavuot? So, ostensibly, it has to do with, because Shomers have to swear sometimes. Right? Come on, where's the thing I asked you to watch? What are you talking about? So, the Shavuot Shomer. That's what this is doing here. So, there are Arba Shomrin Heim. By the way, what are the four Shomers? Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Noset Socher, and Noset Sachar, which is a Shomer Sachar, and a Socher, and a renter. First of all, if you remember, back on Bava Kama Daf Beis, Tosfos said that sometimes it'll say the word Hain, and sometimes it won't say the word Hain. Abba Shomrim. Abba Shom Hain. Sometimes the Mishnah will give a lift, and we'll say that some, for example, the second Rosh Hashanah, Abba Rosh Hashanah Haim, the four Rosh Hashanahs. And sometimes the Gemara won't do that. For example, Abba Avos Tzadikin. And here it says Abba Shalom Haim. Does it make a difference? Tosfos, it makes no difference. So it doesn't make a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Whatever the Tana who wrote it, what his writing style was. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Dibros Moshe, says no. Each one of them, whenever it says Hain, it's to tell you that they're unique. And he says like this, fascinating. Rav Moshe says like this, that Shomer Chinam is Chayiv on Pshia. Right? But it's not because he's a Shomer, it's because he's a Mazik. We said that already. I can't walk over to your car and smash it. Why, I'm a Shomer Chinam? No, I'm a Mazik. Right? So if a Shomer Chinam damages, it's not because he's a Shomer Chinam, he's a Mazik. A Shomer Sachar is Chayiv because he didn't watch it properly. Right? A Shoel is Chayiv because, not because, what asked the Shoel is, Shoel is the best one. All he gets is Hana. Right? The paper is, that's what his paper is. The paper was done to him. He's Chayiv for everything in such a case. And then he says, the Socher, so according to our Mishnah, our Mishnah is going to hold that a socher is the same thing as a shomer sachar. Same din as a shomer sachar. That's a machlokes in the Gemara, but our Mishnah takes one position about that. So he says, there's no question that a socher is not chayiv for using it. He paid for that. He rented it. He paid to be using it. What's he chayiv for? That it's a chiddush that you have to watch it. What's to watch it for? You have to watch it. If you don't watch it, you're going to be responsible. The next question you have to ask is, why is the order like this? Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Nosei Socher, and a Socher. Because by the way, in the Torah, a Shomer Socher is written before the Shoel. Okay? And a Socher is not in the Torah at all. Doesn't really say it. So The Tosfos asked this question. He said because he wanted to tell you first the one that's the most makel, which is the Shomer Chinam, then the one that's the most machmir, which is the Shoel, and then the next two, which are the same halacha. Right. So the Tosfos Yontif says, you know why the order is like this? It's really what he said. He says because the Shomer Chinam watches for nothing, a Shoel pays nothing. Because both told the guys that there's no money's changing hands. Shomer Chinam is doing you a favor, and the Shoel, you're doing him a favor. Those are the first two. Then we have the ones with this payment going on. A renter or a Shomer Sachar getting paid, he's got to pay to use it. Never thought of that. That's where the Mishnah groups it like this. Okay. So again, the four Shomers are Shomer Chinam, Shoel, and Sachar, Sachar. Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Chinam, Nishba al Hakol. Right? He swears on everything. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, I'll say it outside, Rashi says that really there are three Shavuos. that are going to have to be made over here. Number one, that you weren't poshea. Number two, you didn't use it. And number three, you didn't keep it. What? You don't have it, exactly. You don't have it. Right? You like it. I'll say it got stolen. Right? I'll say it got stolen. So it says here, Shomarchina Nishba al Hakol. He has to swear for everything. Right? And then what? And then you put it. What about Pshia? You have to put for that. How come that's not mentioned? So there are five answers why it's not mentioned. First of all, the Tosfos HaRosh says it's not really mentioned in the Torah, the Yechayef of Pshia. We learned it out, the whole story, so we left it, it's not in the Mishnah. Rashi says in Baba Metzia that the reason why is because it's learned out of a pasuk of Akol Dvar Pesha. So it's not, again, it's not the Farish, it's not in the Mishnah. Tosfos says because every Shomer is Chayef of Pshia. That's a Shomer Tzidah special. No one's allowed to misuse an item. Everyone's Chayef for that. The Be'iri says something very interesting. He says it's very uncommon. That's not so common. The guy's going to misuse an item. And he gives two answers. The second answer he gives is, again, because if you are a Poshaya, you're a Masik. That's not a Hilchos Shomer. That's off the list. Hashoel Mashal Met Hakol. Hashoel pays for everything. Again, what about Mesa Matal Malacha, right? Nosa Sachar Vahasocher. Shomer Sachar and a Socher. Nishboin al Shvura. They have to swear if it got broken, if it hurt itself, or if it's a Keli, if it broke. Al Shavuya, if it was captured. Al Mesa, or if it died. Umashalman es Haveda es Hagneva. And you have to pay for Geneva and Aveda. Those are the dinim of the Shomer. What? Because you have to pay for everything. What does he still have to swear for? He's got to pay no matter what. No matter what he's paying. There's no reason for it. What about Mesa Bachas Balacha? You're right. I don't know. It's a good question. So now that we said that, let's assume a Shomer says something. He swears, that's stolen. And it turns out he's a liar. Right? It turns out he's a liar. They get a warrant for his house, they search, and they find it in the house. It turns out he's a complete liar. Now what happens? So, the halacha is, you have to pay back the item, you have to pay a chomesh, and you have to bring a carbon tacha, carbon asha. Okay? Now, right, you got it? Good? Those are the three things you have to do. Rashi in Bava Kama says that, and the Rav Shach based on a Rambam says like this: the reason why you're bringing an Asham is to be mechaper the shvua that you took, and the reason why you're paying a chomesh is to be mechaper the theft. Why isn't it a kefel? There's separate reasons why it's not kefel. Let's say you didn't steal. Let's say you were poshea and you said it got stolen. You didn't steal it. You were poshea. It was completely your fault. Got stolen. Just the door open. Whatever poshea you were. You didn't steal it. So you don't pay kefa for that. But you pay a chomesh. Why is the chomesh? Because of the monetary. And the carpet is to counter the shavua. Fine. Very good. Now we go. Amar l'shomer machina. You say to the shomer machina, heichad shori, where's my ox? What happened to it? Amalo, and he tells you, mate, it died. Really, that's not true. Who nishbar, it really got broken. O nishba, or was captured. O nignav, or was stolen. O avar, or got lost. Or, nishbar, it really broke. The who, and you said, shemate, that it died. O nishba, or it got captured. O nignav, or it got stolen. Or it got lost. Or nishba, it really got captured. The who, and you said, shemate, that it died. O nishbar, or it got broken. O nignav, or it got stolen. Or it got lost. Or, nignav, it really got stolen. Boo-hoo, and you said, Shemesh, that it died, O Nishba, or got broken, O Nishba, or got captured, or got lost, or Avad, it really got lost. Boo-hoo, and you said, you meaning the Shomer Chinam, said, Shemesh, that it died, O Nishba, or got broken, O Nishba, or got captured, O Nignav, or got stolen, Mashbiacha Ani, and the owner says, swear to all that, swear that it got broken, and really something else happened to it, but Amar Amen, and you say, Amen, Potter. The Shomer Chinam is still Potter. The reason why the Shomer Chinam is Potter is because no matter what, he's Potter.
So his lie didn't cause a loss. Because anyway, he's putter. If it got stolen or if it got lost, he's putter for everything. Why did he lie? I don't know. Why would he do that? I don't know. But at the end of the day, his shvua is not going to cause him or the owner a loss. Right? It's inconsequential. Yes, it's we're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara. Are you over shvua's bitui? You said a false thing. That's a separate shaila. What? You lied. Now, there might be a technical reason why it can't be a shvua's bitui, because it might not be for the past or the future, positive, negative. We're going to get to that. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. But shvua shomrim? What kind of shvua shomrim is this? I didn't cause a loss, no matter what I'm putter. But I said X happened, and really Y happened. X and Y, I'm also putter for both of them. No, assuming it's not a pshia. No, I'm not. Wasn't a pshia. But yesterday, I watched 1,000 sheep. I went out to the grave. I got only 999 left. What a pshia? No, not whatever. Got lost. Not a pshia. I'm a shomachinim. I'm doing you a favor. But I'm embarrassed to say this. I said it died. I'm putter if it died. I'm putter if it got lost. I'm putter if it got captured. I'm putter if it broke. I'm putter in all these cases. So the fact that I lied, irrelevant. I'm putter. What am I putter? I'm putter on violating my shivur shomer. I didn't violate a shivur shomer. That's what I'm putter on. Right? Now that's the whole mission. Now hechon shomi, a different case with my ox. I'm alo, and the guy, the shomer, said, "In the yodei matasach, I don't know what you're talking about." Right? I don't know what you're talking about. Really, v'hu shemit, really it died. O nishbar, o nigna, o nishba, o nigna, o avad. Really, one of those things happened. Mashbiachani, swear to me, v'amar amen, and he says, I'll do it, potter. Again he's potter. Why is he potter? Because again, if any of these things happened, he'd be potter. It got stolen, it died, it got lost. So what did I say? I never said it before in my life. Why is that different? It doesn't make a difference. You puzzle. The shvuah is inconsequential. It's an inconsequential shvuah. Okay? There's a machlokes. Interesting machlokes. We know that if I lend you $100, and then I come back and I say, where's the $100? And you say, what are you talking about? It's the first time I ever bumped into you in my life. You call for back home. So min ha-Torah, there's no shvuah. Only time the shvuah is modem and mixer. What about by a shomer? So where's that pikadon? And you say back, what pikadon? I don't know who you are. Is there a shvuah? The machlok is Rashi and Tosa. Rashi says yes. Tosa says no. So according to Tosa, how do you read this Mishnah? The Tosa said, there's no chiyav of shvuah. But the guy said, will you swear? And you said amen. So you went ahead and did it anyway. But there's no chiyav. So take you to Benton. You can say the best I swear. I don't have to swear. It says in the Torah, I don't have to swear. Right? What? Say again? I'm sorry. Hey, this is a different story. Right. No, so we're going to get to the Machlokas if it's a Shavuot, if it's a lying of Shavuot. Might not be a Shavuot for technical reasons. Hilcha Shavuot, we'll go back to the beginning of the Masechta. But you're not Chayav Shavuot Shomer. Shavuot Shomer means if they carry in Chomesh and bring an Ashram. You have to do that over here? No. Why? Because he didn't cause a law. Why? Because he punted for all this. So Tosfos held Kofar Bakol by a loan, by a Pikadon, always Kofar Bakol. Rashi says no, by Pikadon, no such thing, Kofar Bakol. No such thing. So again, how do you read the Gemara here, the Mishnah? Tosfos will have to say, the guy chapped you with Shavuot, he didn't have to. He said, you swear? You don't know the halacha. You don't know Tosfos. So he said, yeah, I'll make a Shavuot. Yeah, it's not a loan, right? So Mastoma, I hold like Rashi, I'll make a Shavuot. And that's how you made a Shavuot. But it doesn't matter, it's my focus, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, next. Hechon Shori, the guy says, see, where's my ox? I'm a low. And he says, oh, I got lost. Mashbiachani, will you swear? Vamer amen, and you say yeah, you make a shua. Oh, here's the case. But Adim may eat in oso sha'achlu. But Adim say no, you ate it. You're the one, right? You took it. Then, mashalim es hakeren. You have to pay Karen. Okay, you have to pay back. Hodim me atzmo,
if you admitted it on your own, Mishalim Karen, Chomesh, the Asham. You pay a Karen, Chomesh, and an Asham. We're going to see in a few minutes that it's not considered a Knas. That's why it's Moda B'Knas is not Pater. This is not considered a Knas. This Chomesh is not considered a Knas. Right? If you admit Kepel, you Pater on the Kepel. Why? Moda B'Knas Pater. But if it's not, it is not considered a Knas. We'll see why in a minute. Different question is, you asked this on yes, you asked it the other day. One of somebody here asked it the other day, which was, how could you admit, don't we have a called in other Mason Asimo Russia? You asked that the other day. So you know who asked your question? The Gruff. The Gruff says, what? Yeah. The Gruff says that eight other Mason Asimo Russia does not apply by Dina Mamanas. Interesting. Right? What are these? What's your aveira here? That I really, the animal really died, and I said it got lost. That doesn't. Dina ain't not to make the asimov doesn't apply over here. It doesn't have a dina mamonas. What? Oh, so for that he says over here. What? It's not an issue of risha. It's not an issue of risha. A rasha. Oh, so the Chassam Sofer says, very interesting, that we quote it from the Ram Shik. Quoted from his Rebbe, the Ram Shik said with the Chassam Sofer, that listen to this: Shemode derech vidui ne'eman laharshia et atmo. If you say it as a confession, as a vidui, as tshuva, then we'll believe you. Then the din doesn't apply. Fascinating. That's how you get out of it. You got to take a shvua. You got to take a shvua. Nah, then what happened? He has tshuva. I took a full shvua. I don't want to do that. All right, I'll come and admit it now. Ah, you're a Russian? No, it's dina mamonas. I took a shvua? No, it's derech tshuva. It's a knas? No, it's not a knas. Right? The koma is not a knas. Right? Fascinating. You say it when a guy goes, I know I have b'chal Shabbat today. Come give me malchus. Come put me to death. That we don't believe you. What? So it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply by other Yitzhuru. Because it says what's the reason? Because it doesn't say Kedei Rishasso, has to be someone else to make you a Russia, you can't make yourself a Russia. We have a whole drasha about that. So the Gruach came up with a Chiddush, it doesn't apply. Otherwise, how do you read this Mishnah? It doesn't apply by Dinei Mamonas. I can hear it. It's not really Rishas. I hear it. The Shavu is a harder one. Yeah, but we don't give you Malchus. Guy says, I was shot my whole life. So do tshuva, don't wear it anymore. Don't give me malchus for that. Heichen shori. The guy says, where's my ox? Barmer, he says, Barmer Lord, he says, Nignav, it got stolen. Mashbiach ani, swear to me. Barmer, amen. And he says, amen. Listen to this. But Edim, Me'edim also, Shigunvu, and Edim come testify that he stole it. Mashadash on a kefel. He has to pay kefel. Right? This was the entire parak in Bava Kama. One line here in the Mishnayos. He's towing Tainas Ghana. He says, it got stolen. Aiden goes, yeah, it got stolen. It got stolen by you. Right? You stole it. So what's the din? Towing Tainas Ghana. Towing Tainas Ghana is, you pay Kato. By the way, it only applies, has 10 blot on this, it only applies if you say it got stolen. What if you say it got lost and really you stole it? And there is no Kato. Right, we're not a pasuk. Remember, we spent a week on that. Okay. Hold the me'atmo. What if you admit on your own? If you admit on your own, mashal and Karen, chomesh va'asham. You pay Karen, chomesh, and an asham. Look at Rashi. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th line from the bottom. I'm sorry. Let's skip a line. No, I didn't. Okay. Oh, see, I'm sorry. It's the Rashi of. Hold them in Atzmo, Mashal, and Karen Chomesh for Asham. Aval Kefel low. Kefel, you're not going to pay the Moda B'Knas who? Because you're Moda B'Knas. Right? It's not a Knas. What is it? It says it's very small. It's a Kapara. It's not a Knas. It's playing word games. You can go whatever you want. It's not a Knas. It's a Kapara. Chomesh is a Kapara. Not Kefel. Kefel's the Knas. Kefel is the Moda B'Knas Potter. But if you Moda in the Chomesh, you're not Potter. You gotta pay that Chomesh. Why? It's a Kapara.
to lying, exactly. That's what we said. It's a kapara for taking someone else's thing. Right? Well, it's a kapara. Therefore, he has to pay it. You mow that. You know what? I say it got stolen by someone else. I'm the one who stole it. Okay? What? Yasham? Oh, no, that's what we said. That's what Rosh Hashanah said. The asham is for the shvua that you took. You, once for the money, you took a shvua. You know what? It got stolen. What do you want from me? It got stolen. Then a week later, you have to shoot your charata because, you know, I'm the one who really stole it. Oh, you're the one who was, okay, took a shvua shomer. You swore falsely. You have to bring an asham because you swore falsely. You got to pay it back because they don't belong to you. And you got to pay a chomash because you took someone else's property. It's not considered a knas, it's considered a kapara. Right? So then we'll just change it. Okay, we'll call it everything a kapara. Right? So we don't call kefil a kapara. And interesting, I guess as Ar Sameach said, there's never a case where you pay kefil and also pay a chomash. And there's never a case where you can pay a chomash and also pay kefil. Independent thing. You can't have a situation where you're paying both. Impossible. Which prove that kefel is one thing and a chomash is completely something different. Okay, interesting. Next. Amar Echad Bashuk, he walked over to the guy in the street. Heichan Shori, Shiganafta, who? Heichan Shori Shiganafta, where's the ox you stole from me? Right? Where is it? Who, Omer, Loganafti, and you say it's not true, it never happened. But Edim Aso Shiganvu, Edim testify that you did steal it. And you know what? That's the case of Kefa. Why? Because there's no Shomer here. You were never a Shomer. You weren't a Shomer. Okay, also, where's the thing you stole from me? I didn't steal it. Yeah, call over the two Adam. They say you did steal it. That's a classic case of Kneva. What's it doing in this Mishnah? It's a contrast, what we said 2 minutes ago, where you were a Shomer and you tie in that got stolen and really you stole. That's a different thing. Because the halacha is the same. You're going to take Kefa. The question is, will you admit? Now, and also, before we get to the admitting, Tabachu Machar, if you shechted it or sold it, Shadal Shura Baruch Hamisha. Now, Raw Edim Shemamash Mashin Ubayin, you see the Edim running to the courthouse steps. What happened? You said, guy walked over to you and said, it happened in the front of the courthouse. You're on jury duty. You bump into your friend. He says, where's the thing you stole from me? And you said, I never stole anything from you. And then you see the Edim coming into the metal detector. They're about to come to the court to testify against you. Now, if this is a case of a shomer, you're going to be chayiv. We just said a minute ago, you're going to be chayiv. The keren, the chomash, and the asham. Why? Because you're being modeh is not, doesn't pass to you because those are not concepts. Here it's different. See, you're not a shomer. That's what this is doing here. It's not a shomer. So you see the edim coming. Amar, you say, ganafti. Yes, I stole. I did steal, right. Avalot avasti velo makarti. But I didn't do any, I didn't shech. Ein the mashal and the keren. You only pay the Karen. Why? Modeh b'knas. Look at Rashi. Rashi, the fourth line from the bottom. Rebutsa the Ashmina. It's a bigger chiddush of it. Ah, fagav the machmas b'isusu the edim odi. The only reason why you're admitting is because you see the edim in the lobby. The only reason why you're admitting. Otherwise, you never would. It's not tshuva. It's not charata. None of that stuff. What is it? Your pocketbook. The only reason why you're admitting. Doesn't make a difference. B'chayev atzmo b'karen. Nevertheless, it's hoda v'niftar min ha-kefel. You'll be puzzled from kefel. You hear this? Even if you're admitting, because they're coming to get you. Exactly. The kibbutz the ain't kan kefel. Since there's no kefel over here, pater af min ha-tzvicha shekafar ba. Even pater on the tzvicha. Why? Because Edom come and said you stole, and not only did you steal, you also shechted, you sold, you did everything. You still put it for everything. Why? Because the chalheches let the kefil let the chiyuv tzvicha. We had this already. The tavach u'machar 4 and 5 build on kefil. If there's no kefil, there can't be 4 and 5. Why? Because we said kedamrinan chasam tashlumei baba chamisha amar achmana lo tashlumei shloshev arba. There's no such thing as 3 and 4. No such thing. It's only 4 and 5. Why? Because it builds on kefil. The kefil, leka, what's all echad? Once kefil's gone, you're missing one, it can't happen. Impossible. Okay, that is complete hazara. We have not said one new chiddush yet. Amal Shoel, the guy says to the Shoel, Heichan Shori, where's my ox? Amalo, and you say, Nase, it died, and really, Fuhu Nishbar, O Nishba, O Nignav, O Avad, really it got broken or captured or stolen or lost. Nishbar, or it got broken, who, and you say got broken, right? Who really Shemesh died? Oh, Nishba, or got captured. Oh, Nishba, or got stolen, or got lost. Nishba, it got captured. Who, when you said Shemesh died? Oh, Nishba, or got broken. Oh, Nignav, or got stolen, or got lost. Nignav really got stolen. Who really, and you said Shemesh, oh, Nishba, or Avad, really it got stolen. Really it got lost. Who Shemesh, oh, Nishba, oh, Nishba, oh, Nignav. Mashbiachani, swear to me all this. The armor, Amen. And you say Amen, Potter. You are putter from a shvuas for violating a shvuas shomer. You know why? Because you chayev no matter what. You're a shoel. No matter what happened here, you chayev. What? I don't know. But no matter what, you're putter from swearing false. Why? Because it wasn't false. It was false, yeah. But there's no, your shvuas didn't change any halach. You chayev before, you chayev after, you chayev in all these cases. That's the opposite of the shomer. What? Right. So it could be like we said before, like what Tosfos said before. The guy doesn't know the halachas. So you I want you to swear. All right, I'll swear. No one knew the halachas, and they come to Bezdin. Bezdin, by the way, he took a shvuah. Bezdin's irrelevant. The chayav no matter what. But that's maybe how it happened. Heichen Shori, where's my axe? I'm alone. He said to him, "Any day matatzach. I have no idea what you're talking about." Again, who shemi? And it died. Onishba, or got broken. Onishba, or got captured. Onigdaf, or got stolen. Onevad, or got lost. Ashbiachani, swear to me, v'amar, amen. Chayiv. Now you're chayiv. Why? Because you denied the loan. You said, I'm not a show. I don't even know who you are. And it turns out that it got stolen or lost or whatever. You really were a shoel. Now you should be very chashur, very chashur. You made a shvuah to get out of it. If you would have been correct, you would have been getting out of it. Well, I'm not a shoel. I never borrowed it. Yeah, we spoke. I never ended up borrowing it. And it turns out you did borrow it, and it got stolen. You chayev. Now you chayev on that shvuah. Why? That shvuah mattered. Had the shvuah been true, it would have been potter. Why would it have been potter? Because you weren't a shoel. I'm not a shoel. Turns out you were a shoel, and if you're a shoel, you chayev on everything. Therefore, you chayev for life for your full shvuah. Amal lenotzei socher. If someone says to a shomer socher, v'asocher, or a renter, same halacha. Heichen Shori, where's my ox? Amale mate, and they say it died. Really, it didn't die. Who nishbar, oh nishba. Or, nishbar, it broke. Who shemate, it really died. Oh nishba, or got captured. Or nishba, it got captured. But you lied. Who you said shemate, oh nishbar. And you said either it died, or it got broken. Nignat, or it got stolen. Who shavad, and really it got lost. Avad, it got lost. Who shenignat, and really it got stolen. Mashbiachani, and he says, swear to me, v'amr amen, potter, you potter. Why? Because your shvuah is irrelevant. Why? Because you chayev agineva, you chayev anabeda. So if you say it got stolen, really got lost, it's irrelevant. You chayev anyway. Since you chayev anyway, you potter for swearing falsely. Same thing. You potter on that, I think. Exactly. Mace, onishbar, onishba. If you say it died, or it got broken, or it got captured. Who shenignav o avad, and really it got stolen and it got lost. See, Potter if it died. Bechayiv if it got stolen, so you lie. Hashbiachani v'amam and chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for that. Why? Because your shvuah would have gotten you off the hook. And now the truth is you're on the hook. That's a shvuah, that's a bad shvuah. You're chayiv for making a shvuah shomer. Avad if it got stolen, o nignav, or got lost. Who shemes o nishba o nishba. And you say that it died. Mashbiachani v'amar amen. Potter. You're potter. Why are you potter? Why are you potter for this? 1 minute. What do you mean? Right. Alright, no matter what you putter. Fine, you matter what you putter. Therefore, again, same thing. Zaklal. We have two rules. I've never had a Mishnah, two rules. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kal ha Mishnah, kal ha Mishana, mechova lechova. If you're changing from chov to chov, or mi putter le putter, or mi putter le putter, or mi putter le chov, putter. You're gonna be putter. Why? Because it doesn't change your pocketbook. Mechova putter. But from being chayev, mi putter, chayev. then you chayav. Why? Because your shvur matters. Zachlal, rule number two. Kol hanishba lahakol al atmo. Anytime you made a shvur to make it easier on yourself, chayav. Lahachmir al atmo. You made a shvur to make it worse, patur you patur. The whole lamdus, what you need two rules for, same rule. Same thing twice. Yeah? No, that wasn't a shomer. That wasn't a shomer. That's it. You know, you're a robber. You see. That wasn't a shomer. That's what. That wasn't a shomer. Right. Good? That's the Mishnah. Right, so what's... Right, so you'd be not on yourself. Right. Okay. Bantana Arba Shomer. Who's the one here? who's the one who said you're a Shomer? Who's the one who learned? Which kind of learned for Shomer? I'm a Rav Nachman. I'm a Rav Avua. For Mayor here, to Mayor. I'm a lay. Rav or Rav Nachman. But Miyaka Tana is the less of Arba? Does anyone hold the aren't for? Less of Arba Shomer? Anyone hold that? I'm a lay. No. Here's what I meant to ask you. Mantana Damar Socher Kinos Tzachazami. Who's the one who holds that a Shomer Socher is like a Socher? Amra Barvua, for Mary, it's a mayor. That's what our Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But we're Mary, if Kosher Inali, we have a Mishnah that says that it's opposite. It's non. This is a Mishnah in. Where's this Mishnah? In the Tanya, it's a Brisa. Above a comma. Socher, Keta, Bishalit. What does the renter pay? For Mary, Omer Kishomachina. For Mary, it's like a Shomachina. Rabbi Huda, Omer Kishomachina. So Rabbi Barvua, Ipcha, Tani. Avavu, it says change around the names. Okay? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Tahani Arba, Havi, Shlosha Havi. It's not four, it's really three. It's really three. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Abba Shomrim, you're right. There are four Shomrim, but Vidinayim Shlosha, it's only three Dinim. But you're right. The categories, there are four. Now, Amal Shomachinim, Hechachori, Amal Echad Bashuk, Amal Shomer, Hechachori, Amal Enadi Amatatak, Amar Rav, Bekulam Peturim, Bishvua Shomrim. Everybody's putter from Shvua Shomrim, but the Chayavin Mishvuas Mishum Shvuas Bitui. But the Chayav for life. Yes, you're not Chayav for the technical Shvua Shomrim because your Shvua was irrelevant. Because you said it died, you're a Shomachina, you really got stolen. You're all putter for all that. You still made a full Shvua. Shvul Amr Af Patur Mishum Shvuas Bitui. Now you're putter for a Shvuas Bitui. Right? So B'mai Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Shmuel's, why are you putter from Shvua? So Shmuel Savar, less of a lahaba. This can't be a future Shua. What are you going to say? In other words, the only way, what's a Shua's bitui? The animal died, or the animal didn't die. That's what you said. You took a Shavua that says the animal died. Really, it didn't die. Really, it got stolen. Right? So what do we say? It's not a Shua Shomer, because it makes no difference. You put there anyway. But you lie. Says Shmuel, how are you going to make a future Shua like that? The animal will die? What are you, a Navi? How can you make a shvua like that? I think a shvua the animal is going to die. You can't make a shvua like that. Therefore, for technical grounds, you potter, you're a liar, yeah. But you can't make the kid be chayav for shvua's bitui. For Rav Savar, Rav says, Isya b'lav v'hein. You can swear to it in yes or no. For example, I stole, I didn't steal. I will steal, I will not steal. Since in the, so it's a question of how you phrase it. So that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, but if we had this already once. The Itmar, because we learned, Shavua Shazarak Ploni Tsarar Liyam, if a guy makes a Shavua, I am going to throw this rock in. What? I'm sorry? Oh, I make a Shavua that someone else, so the other guy standing right next to you, the other guy next to you that's at the river with you, is going to throw the rock into the Yam, Shavua Shalo Zarak, or Shavua, he won't do that, Rav Amar Chayim. Rav says Yechayev. He did it right. Shmuel Amar Pater. Shmuel did it better. Rav Amar Chayev. Rav says Yechayev. Why? It's Yevalav Ahein. He didn't do it. He did do it. He will do it. He won't do it. Shmuel Amar Pater. You know why? The less of Allah Haba. What are you going to do? He will do it tomorrow. The guy won't be here tomorrow. So it's just old news. It's Machalka. Old news. So the Gemara says Tzricha. No, it's necessary to have the Machalka twice. The Yashmina Baha. If we're only arguing over here is by the case of the rock. Here's where Rav said it's din. Why? You're swearing on your own. This one you made a crazy shua, guys with you with a rock, and it's a crazy shua. Aval Bahach, but in the case of the Shomrim, the Beit Din Mishtavilei, Bezin makes you swear, Ema, maybe, Modile Rav, Modile Shmuel. He will agree with Shmuel that you're Pater. Kid Rav Ami, like Rav Ami said, the Amr Rav Ami, Kal Shavua, Shadiana Mashbiyan also. Any time that they want to make you swear Shavua, Ein Chayim Belav, Mishav Shavua's Bitoy. That's a separate rule. There's no Shavua's Bitoy. Why? Because if Bezin imposed it, that's the thing. There's no Shavua's Bitoy, Shavua's Bezin. So if I make a Shavua, I'm not going to eat today and I violate it. Bezin makes me make a Shavua, no Shavua's Bitoy. And if you only had the case over here of the Shavuot, I would say, only here Shmuel said it's din, that it's not possible. Abu Bahach, but in the case of throwing a rock, Ema maybe modulay l'rav, maybe he agrees with Rav. Tricha, that's why both were necessary. Now, Gufa, we just said, Amr of Ami, call Shavua, Shadiyana mashbiyin also, any Shavua that the Diyana make you swear, Ein bamishim Shavua's bitui. There is no problem with Shavua's bitui. Shenemar, like it says, O Nefesh, Kitsi Shava Levate Tifasai. What does that mean? That means O Nefesh, or a soul. Kitsi Shava, when he will swear. Levate Tifasai, to utter from his lips. Right? That means Neatmo. It means he will swear, not because Bez is imposing it on him, but because he wants to swear. Kidir Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish is for. Dama Rish Lakish, Ki, the word Ki, is Mishtamesh Ba'arba Lashonos. It really means four different things. It means E. What does E mean? E means if, for example, Ki yikare kan tzipor lefonecha. If you happen upon a bird's nest. Or it could mean Dilma, maybe. Ki somar bilbovecha. Maybe you're going to say in your heart, Rabim hagoyim ha'elim imenu. The nations are going to, how are we going to get this land? Next, Ella. It means but, right? Which means, for example, lo sikpo tajad chamechicha evyon. Don't hold back your hand from your brother. Ki but, pasoach tiftach etidecha. Open it up to give tzedakah. And the last one is, what? And the last one is, daha. What does daha mean? Because. For example, batishach sarah. Sarah denied it. Leimar. Lo tachati, I didn't laugh. Ki yare, because she was afraid. Right? Ki means because. So what does it mean over here? Here means if. If you're going to have to swear, that means it's a voluntary. Right? Me'at, but means, it means by yourself, not a shvua that's imposed on you by Bezdin. Right, the first part is about Shuluch HaKein, right. We'll do the next one. We'll save it for the meal. We'll do it now. What? When are we making? After the dinner, having breakfast. Having the gala breakfast. Yeah, we did. What? Yeah, we're having breakfast after the dinner. I don't have to ask him. Get the money. All right, so you know, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll do the rest by the seum. So this is a very, 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 very challenging Masechta. Not from the easier ones, but hopefully tomorrow is a great, tomorrow's Tana Avodah Zarah, great Masechta. First half is like a Agadah, like just very intrigued. Hilchos Mila, Rish Mila's in there, then we get all the Halachas of Stam Yenam, and the second half is all Yorodeya. Bittul and Bishol Akko, it's fascinating. Tomorrow, like I said before we started, tomorrow there's a vital key tosis about Christianity, about the Hagdama. So the Hagdama is, tomorrow we start with the Avodah Zarah. What's the Masechta Avodah Zarah doing in the Deacon? Has nothing to do with the Deacon. So the Tosafot asked the question. Tosafot says, because Sanhedrin dealt with Dinei Avodah Zarah. So it warranted a Masechta by itself. The reason why Matzahs and Shavuos came first is because they're more frequent. That's what they explain in Tosafot. The Maran said that. They're much more common, therefore they're first. Then we go to Avodah Zarah, which is also part of the Dinei Sanhedrin. And then we go to Harigas, which is also part of the Dinei Sanhedrin, even more infrequent. The Bez made a mistake. That's why they're in the Zikim. They're in the Zikim because they're related to Sanhedrin. Okay? So the Mishnah starts off and says that 3 days before a Goyish Yontif, one of their holidays, you shouldn't do business with them. The Gemara has a machlokas, why not? Rashi on the spot picked one of the answers. She talks about what Rashi is doing. And then Tosfos asks, if this halacha is true, then how can no one hold from it today? People trade with Christians on their holiday all the time. Why is that? It's a huge Tosfos going through all the possible answers, and he ends up saying it's because the only time you're not allowed to deal, trade with them, if it's items about their religion. That you can't do. But Stan, you want to buy milk, that's not a problem. You can't sell them candles, and you know, different kinds of clothing, different kinds of, that's a big, Tosfos took a big leap saying that. No one agreed with him. The Rashi didn't agree with him. No one agreed with him. Fascinating. Tosfos said fascinating. First of all, they didn't really have Yom Tov. They have what's called Yom Kedeshim, which I believe is the saint day. The holy day. The saint day. We'll say it tomorrow. Saint day. So what about Sunday? Because so it's Sunday's a Yom Tov. They're Sunday. And you can't trade 3 days before and 3 days after. You can never trade with them. Because every Sunday you have 6 days. 3 days before, they can never trade with them. So that can't be. So it's absolutely fascinating. Then the whole limit, like 5 days of Agadah. 5 days, you know, and everyone knows at the end of the day, when at the end of days, the Goyim are going to say, "Pay us all our schar. We were so good to the Jews." It's all tomorrow's daf. It goes on for 5 days. All right, they're going to kick the sukkah. Everyone knows all these gemaras. It's all here in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It's wonderful. But we still have to make a theme on Shavuot. Let's not forget about Shavuot. By the way, it says at the end of the Tefta, Hadrinallah will return to you. Right, we'll return to you in Tzav Shavuot. So we're not just saying goodbye forever. We're going to return one day, right? Okay. 7 years, right? Before that, what? All right, very good. So we'll pick up with Tzav Shavuot tomorrow.